You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Go with me to Matthew chapter 5. I just want to read two verses of Scripture. I'm going to read verse 14 and 15 together. Verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house." A short time ago, I received word about a church that's very close to my heart. A church that I know very well. I know the people very well. And what's happening with this church is they're having to close down. They're having to close their doors. A church split has happened. Many people have left. And there's just not enough money coming in to keep the church open, to keep it functioning. And in my heart, when I received that word, I've just become very troubled in heart, very troubled in spirit. Still feel that way in my heart. And I begin to go to the Lord and really ask Him why. Because brothers and sisters, I know this church and I know the community that surrounds the church. Beloved, this church is surrounded by divorce. It's surrounded by alcoholism. It's surrounded by spousal abuse. It's surrounded by teenage pregnancy. It's surrounded by incest. It's surrounded by darkness. And in my heart, I know the desire of God's heart is that this church would be a church that's full of life. That it would truly be a light shining very brightly in the darkness. My heart is with the community because I know what the church is supposed to be in that community. And of course, my heart is also with the church. And I've been asking the Lord God, why are they closing the doors to a community that so needs the light of the Savior, life, and an anointed message, an anointed ministry right in the middle of that community? And as I was praying, the Lord really came to my heart and He said, "Tim, I don't want you to ask me why. I don't want you to ask me how. What I do want you to understand is that for you as a pastor, I do have a word for you. And for the church that I've called you to pastor, I have a word for that church. And it's simply about you and the congregation that you are pastoring." And as I stood, just stayed in that place of prayer, really just being with the Lord, I sensed a question come to my heart, and I know it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And that question is simply this: Lord, as a church, how can we remain full of life? How can we remain a bright light and continue to remain a bright light in a world, in a community, in a society that's so dark? And the more I thought about it, the more the Lord really began to grip my heart with this question. How, as a church, can we remain full of life? Can we truly remain a light in a world and a society that's so dark? And just in that place of prayer, the Lord began to stir some truths in my heart from John chapter 5. And that is what I really feel in my heart to bring to you this morning. So I want you to go with me to John chapter 5. I'm going to look at one verse, begin with one verse, and that's verse 17. Verse 17, Jesus says, "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.'" And what Jesus is simply saying is this: the reason I am here in your world is because my Father is at work here. Wherever you see me, whether it's in Bethel or Jerusalem or Jericho, wherever you see me, it's simply because my Father is at work in somebody's life there. God is at work in people's lives there, and that's why I'm there. And brothers and sisters, this is something that as a church we really need to realize. If God has truly planted this church here, it's simply because there are lives all around this church that He's working in. There are hearts all around the four walls of this church that He is working in. Beloved, I believe with all my heart, there are hearts open to the gospel today that weren't open a year ago at this time. Why? Because God has been faithfully working in those hearts, softening those hearts, preparing those hearts to hear the gospel message. God has been faithful to do that. I know in my heart, as a pastor here in Grantville, Pennsylvania, I can never say about the town that I live in, listen, as a pastor, I've reached everybody I can reach, and I have done everything I can do. No, I can never say that as a pastor here in this town of Grantville. Why? Because every day God is working in someone's heart. Every day God is softening someone's heart, preparing God's heart to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Me and my wife are involved now with a woman whose heart is, she's been here, living here for years, but her heart is really beginning to open up to the gospel message. Her heart may have not been open last year at this time, but it's opening now. Why? Because every day God has been working. God is preparing. God has been doing something in that heart. As a pastor, I can never say, well, I've done everything I can do here. No, no, no. Every day God is working in our town, in our society, and in our community around this church to soften and prepare someone's heart with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if we don't know this, then as a church, we will be faithful to financially support mission programs. We'll be faithful to send people on short-term mission trips. As a Bible school, we'll be faithful to prepare workers for the mission field. But we will never really reach out of the four walls of this church into our town and our society and our community. But I believe with all my heart, if God has convinced me of anything, God is just as concerned about lost souls in Grantville as He is lost souls in Guatemala. I believe that. He's just as concerned about reaching the lost in Harrisburg as He is in reaching the lost in Haiti. And we have to understand, right outside our four walls, God is working in people's lives. He's working in people's hearts. Now let's finish the verse. Look with me at verse 17. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and thy work. Now when you really look at that verse, this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, God all along has been working up to this point. And now I'm just coming in behind Him, telling people the truth that He's already been preparing their hearts to hear. That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, up to this point, God has already been here. Before I ever arrived on the scene, God, my Father, has already been here, already working in people's hearts. And now I'm just coming in behind Him, preparing their hearts, telling their hearts the truth that He's already prepared them to receive and understand. He's already been preparing their hearts for. Beloved, hear me. This is ministry. What is ministry? This is ministry. This is ministry. What I mean by that is this. Ministry is allowing the Lord to show us where He is already at work in people's lives and reveal to us how He wants to use our lives in the work. That's ministry. So let me say it again. What is ministry? Ministry is God showing us where He has already been at work in people's lives. And then revealing to us how He would have us to become involved. That's ministry. Zacchaeus is my favorite example. Jesus is walking down a road. He's surrounded by a group of people. And all of a sudden He sees a man in a tree desirous to see Him. And what resonated in Jesus' heart is this when He saw Zacchaeus. Only my Father can produce a hunger in a heart like that. Only my Father can do that kind of work in a heart like that. And then Jesus said, Zacchaeus, you need to come down from the tree because I recognize my Father has been working in your life. And I also recognize my Father's calling me now to get involved in the work. Beloved, that's ministry. He is working. He's working. And He desires a people that have a heart to see where He's working and then get involved in where He's working in our town, in our society, in our community. Amen. I am convinced with all my heart, And I say this in love. But I am convinced with all my heart there are Zacchaeuses in Grantville, Pennsylvania, who God has been working in. And we probably pass them by often because we are not in tune to what God is doing in our town. We are not in tune to what God is doing in our society. But the good news is God is opening our heart to a truth here. See, here's the bottom line. As a church, we will possess life as long as we know God is working in our town and in our society, and we have a desire to reach out beyond the four walls of our church and get involved and be used by Him. When God sees this desire, He will show us the hearts and the places that He is working and open the opportunities we need to get involved in His work. Amen. Beloved, I want to go back to what I'm saying. Listen, you don't have to go to big cities to see sin destroying lives. You don't have to. In our small town, all around these four walls, you can't even imagine the sin that's going on in people's lives and in people's homes that is destroying people. And I'm saying it again. As a church, we will possess life as long as we know God is working in our town and in our society and our community. And there is a desire to see where He's working so we can get involved. There will always be life in this house. But before the Lord can show us this, there's something that has to be in place. Look with me at verse 19 and 20. Verse 19, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. For what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Verse 20, for the Father loveth the Son, and shows Him all things that Himself doeth. And then emphasizing what Jesus says, He says, for the Father loves the Son. And the implication is this. The implication is this. The Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father, and we are in a love relationship together. That's the emphasis. It's not just the Father loving the Son. It's the Son loving the Father with all of His heart. And it's out of that place of relationship together that He is in the work. And here's the truth that's before us this morning. Only out of relationship does God call us into His work. Only out of relationship will God call us into His work as a church and a people. Listen, if Jesus isn't truly first place in our life, if He's truly not the focus, the most important thing in our life, then brothers and sisters, He is not interested in using us to do great things for Him, for His kingdom. He's not. If He's truly not first place in our life. A wonderful man of God said this one time. He said, God is more concerned about winning all of you than He is about you winning all the world for Him. So I have to ask this question, where is our hearts at with God? It's easy to say, I love Jesus and He is number one, but I'm asking for the truth in the heart. Is He truly first place in our life? Is He truly first place in our heart? Does He have preeminence over everything? Is He more important than our business? Is He more important than our career? Is His kingdom more important to us? And His will for our life more important to us than anything? Where is our hearts at with Him this morning? Beloved, that's the people that He uses. That's the people that He calls to make an impact. You know, I heard a wonderful testimony of a man of God whose name is called Bill Baer. Bill Baer was a man that went to church for years and he was complacent. Didn't really have a heart for the Lord. Just went because it was the Christian thing to do. Didn't really listen to the sermons. Never made altar calls. Nothing really in his heart aflame for the Lord. But one day in a church service much like this, God got a hold of his heart. In one service, God got a hold of his heart, and he became a man that fell in love with Jesus, and a man that began to devote his life to Jesus. And out of that place of love and devotion and growing in the Lord, God called him to start reaching out to his community. He started reaching out to the community. The Lord showing him, this is where I'm at work. This is what I'm calling you to do in your community, in your society. And he began to do that. And beloved, that work ended up being a great work. It ended up becoming what we call the Bear Foundation. The Bear Foundation, brothers and sisters, is a place where they place children into what they call love homes. Christian families who love the Lord and will raise the child up in the love of the Lord. And beloved, that foundation has a very special place to my heart and my wife's heart, because God used that place to bring Dimir into our family. Very special place to our life. And brothers and sisters, that is my prayer today. If there is anyone sitting in this house this morning, complacent, heart full of complacency, apathetic, really no true warmth and tenderness and devotion, sold out devotion for the Lord, my prayer this morning is that God would get a hold of our hearts and we would fall in love with Him with all of our hearts, and our devotion would be to Jesus, and we would begin to grow in our faith. And in that place of devotion and growth, God would begin to show you how He wants to use your life in touching your community for Christ. Touching your town for Christ. Touching the society you live in for Christ. That's the passion of my heart this morning. Look with me again at verse 20. Verse 20 says, "For the Father loves the Son, and showeth Him all things that Himself doeth." And that's what I'm emphasizing. "And showeth Him all things Himself doeth." In other words, this is what Jesus is saying. Because I am in relationship with my Father, a discernment has come to my heart to see where God is working and to recognize where He is calling me to become involved. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, because I'm in relationship with my Father and He's in relationship with me and we just love each other, there has a discernment now has come into my heart where I can truly see where He's working in people's lives. And not just see where He's working in people's lives, but see where He's calling me to get involved. Beloved, this inner witness that comes to the heart, this inner discernment that comes to the heart that says, yes, I see where God is working. And I not only see where He's working, but I know He's calling me to get involved in this work. Beloved, that comes out of relationship. And I want to say this as a pastor. I am not interested in starting a lot of programs and a lot of outreaches and miss where God is truly at work. I want to know His heart. I want to know His will. When it comes to our town and our society and our community, I want to know His will and His plan for my life and for our church. And beloved, that only comes out of relationship. It doesn't come out of busyness. A lot of people are busy in the ministry. It doesn't come out of zeal. It doesn't even come out of being a good humanitarian. It comes out of having a relationship with Christ. Amen. See, Jesus was always confronted by a lot of needs, but there were so many needs He couldn't allow Himself to be moved by the need. He needed to know what His Father was calling Him to do, where His Father was calling Him to be involved. And we need that same discernment. And it only comes when Jesus is first placed in your life. Amen? Are you with me today? Beloved, in our town, community, society, God is working in people's lives, and God wants to give us eyes to see where He's working and create opportunities right here in our own town for us to be involved in where He's working. But while we have to realize this is going to require something of us, obedience. Amen. Now, I believe with all my heart, this is where many people fail to enter into what God is doing right around them. Let me say that again. I believe this one word, I believe this is the reason why so many people fail to see and enter into what God is doing right around them. Because obedience can mean inconvenience. Obedience can mean, it's not about my 8:30 to 5 job anymore. It's about being on call whenever God wants to call. Obedience can mean it's not about working in full-time ministry and so I have done my part for the day when my hours are done. It's about God saying, open your heart to someone at the supermarket or the drugstore and pour into them. That's what it's about. Being in full-time ministry, I've seen something. And I've had to guard it in my own life because I've seen it try to rise up in my own life. You know, sometimes we get the picture of full-time ministry as working in a church or a Bible school, something like that. Listen, if you're in a plant, you're in full-time ministry. If you're in a furniture plant, you won't find more broken homes and marriages and broken people than in a furniture plant. And I remember some of the greatest moves of God I saw was right there in the furniture plant. But sometimes we can get this concept, full-time ministry is working full-time in a church or a Bible college or something like that. And we say, oh God, I love you and I just want to be in full-time ministry. And then God plants us. He plants us. We're full-time in a church or full-time in a Bible school. But this is what I have seen. We're finally there. We're finally that place we've been praying to be. But somewhere, as we're in our ministry, something gets into the heart. And suddenly we start becoming protective of my time, protective of my rights, and protective of the things, my personal agendas, and we lose the heart of it all. Amen. Full-time ministry, or just ministry in general, is just being on call whenever God wants to call. It has nothing to do with my 8 to 5, 8:30 to 5. And I'm telling you, right around this church, in our town, God is working in many people's lives. And I believe He's getting ready to open the door and He's going to say, Mount Zion, will you become involved? Will you become involved? I know a lot of you work in full-time ministry in Bible college. I know that. But when I start opening doors in your town, are you ready to become involved? It's not about you trying to figure out what you need to do. No, no, I can clearly open your eyes and show you and give you a clear invitation to your heart. Will you come and join me? But what I need to know is, will you be involved? Are you ready to be involved? But here's what I want us to understand. With this obedience will come such a heavenly joy. Such a heavenly joy. Listen, when we start seeing the Lord save people in our community and start putting marriages back together and restoring parents with children and children with parents in our community and in our town, I'm telling you, you want to talk about a joy. I believe there is a joy that this church has not experienced yet. And I believe there's a joy each one of our hearts have not experienced yet. But we're going to experience, and it has everything to do with what God wants to do in our town. Amen. Joy. What a joy. I want to end with this. I want to end with a word that God has spoken to my heart about Grantville, Pennsylvania. This small town in which we live, a word God has put in my heart, and I know it's the Lord. Would you go with me to Acts chapter 18? Look with me at verse 9 and 10. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with you, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Paul is in Corinth, and he's beginning to face persecution for his witness for Christ. So God comes to Paul, and he says, Paul, don't be afraid to speak, because I have many people in this city. So who is the Lord talking about when he said, I have many people in this city? Who is he talking about? Beloved, Corinth was a very dark place, a very gross place, a very immoral place. It's full of sin, unimaginable sin, unimaginable bondage. And so when the Lord says, I have much people in this city, he's not talking about people that are already saved. He's talking about prostitutes. Talking about alcoholics. He's talking about drug addicts. He's talking about wife beaters. He's talking about child molesters. That's who he's talking about. See, the Lord knows this. He knows they're enslaved to gross sin, but God also knows I've been working in their heart, Paul, before you ever got here. I've been preparing their heart to hear what you have to say before you ever got here. Paul, I have a lot of people, when they hear the truth, their heart is ready to receive the truth. And I know in my heart, beloved, our community, around the four walls of this church, are marriages that are in trouble, alcoholics, abusers, immorality, teen immorality. I know that with all my heart, but yet at the same time, I know God is working in their hearts. I know it with all my heart. God has told me that. In my heart, I have heard God say about this town we live in, I have much people here. There are lives I am working in right now that you or your church know nothing about. And if you truly have a desire to move outside of the four walls of your church and then get involved in your town and community, I'll show you where I'm working and give you opportunities to get involved and make a difference. I have heard God tell me that. I'm working in the many people's lives. People that you and your congregation know nothing about. And if you truly have a heart to want to see where I'm working and get involved, I'll show you. And I will create opportunities for you to make a difference in people's lives. But the question is, do we really want that? Beloved, with all my heart, I want that. As a church, I want to remain a people that are continually filled with life. And they continually have a light to shine. And it comes with understanding right around these four walls. God is working. And he's looking for someone to get involved in his work. Amen. Stand with me this morning.